So, this is the only hard hat that I've given a ride to. And as soon as I picked him up, he took his white hard hat, like a fucking heavy ass hat, and just tossed it in my car, hitting my window inside. Like, what the fuck, dude? And it had like dirt on it, you know, because I'm picking him up from a construction site. So when I pulled up, his name said Juan Carlos, two separate words. So I pulled up and I'm like, "Hey, Juan?" And he goes, "No, that's Juan Carlos." And he threw the fucking hard hat. He threw it at the fucking window, and you know, I'm like, "What the fuck?" But didn't say anything, of course. I internalized it. I could have said, "What the fuck, dude? Close the door. Here's your fucking hat back and just drive off," right? I was like, "Whatever. He's having a shitty day. My car is not damaged, whatever." But here's another thing that my mind got sidetracked on. This motherfucker didn't look like Juan Carlos. This guy looked like Bob Smith. So, think of it this way. He had a Hulk Hogan mustache. He was a good old country redneck looking dude. Big guy. With tattoos. Okay, like fucking. I'm talking hardcore country white boy. And his name was Juan Carlos. I don't think he spoke a word of Spanish either. So I was like, "Hey, man, so you're going home early?" And he goes, "Nah, you know, a couple of guys, you know, canceled on me, and two other Uber drivers canceled on me, and I'm glad you showed up, because I was getting frustrated, this, that." And in my head, I was like, that didn't answer my question. I was saying, "Are you going home early? Because it's fucking 2:10 p.m. and I'm picking you up from your construction site." I was like, "You know what? Just let him be." So the rest of the ride was pretty quiet and awkward, and I put on classical music just to fuck with him. So, yeah, another garbage person. His foreman probably fucking pissed him off, and now he's taking it out on me. Have you had shit like that? Hey, some of you listeners have worked customer service. Some of you probably are waiters, and you know what service jobs are like. So motherfuckers have a bad day, and then they come and take it out on you because they cannot take it out on their own boss. So yeah, if you need more clarification, listen to my episode 91, Garbage People. This guy was one of them.